Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. It's been a fun day, I would say. Give us a call if you'd like to join in, 803-0550. Talk to Sam Panayotovich about a few different subjects. Theo Greminger, get some fantasy in. Just talking ball with a fantasy bent. Davis Maddock was on this morning, speaking of fantasy. I hope my name came up. I mean, I'm co-hosting with him every week. I don't know. Like, I don't know if Jeremy and Joe know that or if Davis thought to mention that. Actually, I texted Davis later in the day. I'm like, you were on GR this morning? He's like, yeah, I don't know how they had my number, but I was. They called me last night. Like, well, they might have your number because you've been on this show a couple times. Like, maybe you're just in the system
right
now. On Tuesday, on ADP Chasing, if anybody would be so kind to go watch this on YouTube, ADP Chasing, meaning average draft position in fantasy is what that means. Late in our show, I do this podcast with the guys every week. Late in the show on Tuesday, I mentioned Anthony Richardson because, you know, we have this game we play every week where at the end of the show, we pick guys that are not being drafted at all, basically. And, you know, here's an idea. Maybe this guy is worth drafting. Anybody outside of the first 200 picks, Richardson has fallen outside of the first 200 picks on Underdog because why? Well, he's not going to play, right? Daniel Jones is going to start, and maybe that's it for Richardson already. And so I'm like, I'll take him in this game. Who knows? There's an injury. They've got a lot invested in him. Maybe he plays late in the season and I win. And, you know, Jacob Sanderson on the show, Colts fan, he's like, sure, that could happen. He's been saying the whole time he's never going to start week one. But sure, that could happen. I mean, these fantasy guys are looking for, I mean, whatever's possible, you want to have a piece of it, just in case. So, yeah, sure, that could happen. And then Davis goes, how long until we get the announcement that Richardson has changed his name and has gone into a new career? Literally yesterday, there's a tweet about Richardson going by the name Villain rapping, and there's a video of him rapping.
I saw the video today. Well, I saw a clip of the video. I did not listen to the audio. I didn't know there was a new name involved. I just saw a tweet that just said, like, hey, this is what's up with Anthony Richardson.
Davis mentioned pickleball.
Pretty good call.
Not rap.
Even though it's not rap, it's not pickleball. Still, that's a hell of a job.
When do we get the announcement that he's changed his name and gone into a new venture? And, like, it happened yesterday. And so I went, David, I don't know if this came up this morning. Maybe the, well, the Richardson thing was out, but they wouldn't have seen the show.
Right.
Like, Joe wouldn't have seen the show.
Right.
So I'm like, Davis, did you actually know about this when you said that? Because when he says it on ADP Chasing, I laugh. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. That could happen. And it happened almost the next day.
Right.
So if you want it, ADP Chasing Tuesday, an hour and 18 minutes. We're getting near the end. We usually go longer than that, but one of the guys, Pat Corain, was not there. It was a shorter show. Hour and 18 minutes into the show, on the nose, is when you hear him say that on Tuesday morning. And Richardson, on Thursday, it came out that he was trying this under a new name.
Boy, how did it take me until this morning to see it?
I know, right?
I'm behind. I gotta talk to my social media team.
So Richardson would, not to load the question, he would not be in your top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL?
Sadly, no. No, okay. I do not think he would be there.
Okay. Would Jalen Hurts?
I think so. I think so, yes.
Try it. So this has been bouncing around. Dave Tripoli, a friend of mine through fantasy in Philadelphia, was ripping somebody on Philadelphia radio for not ranking Hurts on a certain like Philadelphia athletes list. And then there's Charles McDonald from Yahoo, who ranked his top 10 quarterbacks, and Hurts is not on the list. So I think, you know, there's like that's happening in the world right now. It is Jalen Hurts disrespect season. Would he be in your top 10? I'm also curious for who would be your number 5.
Oh, all right. Well, I just started spitballing names. I'm making a list. Look, everybody watching on the Twitch or on the YouTube. I found a notepad in here. Nice.
Boy, a well-known gas company getting some free,
yes,
free publicity.
Yeah,
everybody send us your notepads.
Yeah. So I just started. Right, you know, the top three are, you know, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson. Then I just got to Daniels, Burrow. So I don't have them in order necessarily that I would. I'm just trying to just get to see how far I can get before I would get to Hurts. So those are the ones just without even looking at teams that I thought, okay, those are obvious ones.
You want me to give you names?
No, I can. Sure, that'll be easier. You talk. Yeah, go ahead.
Justin Herbert.
No. Not ahead of Hurts for me.
Dak Prescott.
I don't think I would put him ahead of Hurts either.
Okay. I would on both, I think. I would be yes to both. Matthew Stafford.
I almost have to say yes because I love him. I think we're going to find out that I think Hurts is in the top 10 and I like him way more than you. The running is good. He's not a super great passer. He's had some great games in big spots, but he's not prolific, I don't think, throwing the ball.
We're at a important spot on the board when it comes to quarterback analysis. How much does the running matter? It probably should matter. It's a part of your value at the position. Would anybody say it isn't when it comes to Jackson or Allen? Would anybody say right. It isn't? You know, but guys like Burrow don't run at all. Is he better? He just doesn't run? It's a debate. I feel like it's not to be completely ignored.
Yeah.
But playing quarterback, there's still a traditional vision of that in my mind that I'm sort of leaning back on.
I'm really interested in how much you like Herbert and I like Prescott, but compared to Hurts, I'm just going to need to see you actually do something. Like, he's lots of stats. So from a fantasy perspective, it might be closer, although the running again would tilt that. But it never comes through. Like, they fall flat in the big spot constantly with him.
Well, that's Jackson too then.
Okay. But he's statistically so ridiculous that I just can't.
Prescott has won a lot of games. It's just, right. I mean, the playoffs, they're the Ravens. It's the same as the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly. But I mean, Dallas has not gotten to the NFC Championship since Aikman.
Right.
And Baltimore has once.
And Herbert,
because they beat the Texans.
Herbert, I feel like I'm tired of including. I've decided Herbert is voted off the island. He's not. He's not in the. I elevated him too quickly. I think on really on spec, like size, arm, look. He can really move too. And I don't know when he does decide to move, it works well. Like he it's effective. But I don't think he does it often enough. I think Hurts would definitely be in my top 10. Jordan Love is another one that maybe I would take ahead of Hurts.
Herbert last year, 66%. That's good enough. That's fine.
Yep.
3870 yards. It's above Allen.
Yeah.
23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Remember, Herbert threw more interceptions in one playoff game than he did all year.
Yeah.
And he played every game. 3 picks. Yeah, my thing on him has been take more chances.
Yeah.
And that reads like, you know, he might not have been willing to do that.
Yep.
I think he's top 10.
Did Jaden Daniels' name come up yet?
So Charles Robinson's list for Yahoo does not include Hurts or Daniels. It does include Herbert, 5, Stafford, 6, Prescott, 7, Jordan Love, who you mentioned, 9, C.J. Stroud, 10. 8, Geno Smith. So that really is...
I want to fist fight this list.
It's the weekend, maybe. step back. Unless the list fights like Adrian Peterson, then I think you're okay.
Right. It is not... it's not the weekend yet.
Yes, it is.
We got a little while to go. I can still be in a fight. I'll be fine when the whistle blows. You know, I will not. There won't even be late hits.
You're still at work, but listen to this work. This is
right,
work.
Right.
You're still at work.
Right.
But so, it's totally the weekend.
So I want to fight the list.
You want to fight the list. Adrian like Peterson would fight the list and lose. Geno Smith is perfect, as is Stafford, for the point about rushing. Geno Smith is the most accurate passer in the NFL. That's all he is the most accurate passer in the NFL. I don't know if he runs at all. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Most accurate passer in the league. I mean, that's probably good.
That and $5 will get you a decent latte. I don't know. You got to be able to move. I don't even like, I include Burrow, but I would take... I would take any of the guys that we've talked about here ahead of Burrow if they can move.
Fields?
No.
You're not going to put Justin Fields above Joe Burrow?
No.
You'll put Hurts above Burrow?
Yes. I think I would, if I were putting my team together, and these guys are all the same age, right? Like, so it's not a, oh, I need this guy because he's younger or what. Like, just look at the athletic profile, who they are as players. I'm taking Hurts over Joe Burrow. I think I'm probably crazy.
Yeah.
But I think the rushing, I want the rushing. The elusiveness, the back-breaking 8-yard scramble on 3rd and 7. And Burrow just barely gives you any of that.
Does Hurts give you that much of that, or does Hurts just make it on 3rd and 1 all the time? Like, does he really get out very much?
I don't know. I don't even think about what his rushing totals are.
630 yards. That's more than Allen.
That's not just sneaks. That's a lot of damn 1-yard sneaks, if that's all sneaks.
It's 42 yards a game. Something.
And
14 touchdowns.
That's valuable.
He has 52 rushing touchdowns last 4 years, regular season only. 52. Could that lead the NFL? No. Henry would have more than that. Allen would be close.
Yeah.
He has 10 more in the playoffs. 5 last year, and then 5 2 years before when they went to the Super Bowl also. All right, well, so who's not, Prescott is not in the top 10?
No, he probably ends up there. Because once I got to the NFC, I really – because I loaded up on AFC guys here, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow – and then I, flipped the screen here and started looking at the NFC. I put Stafford down. Love, Hurts. I think I would get to Prescott.
Love, Hurts.
I think I would, yeah, right. Love, Hurts, Prescott.
No Kyler Murray for you? You hate Kyler Murray.
I hate Kyler Murray.
I'm starting to.
I just do not.
I'm starting to hate Kyler Murray.
I just, no.
Penix?
I love Michael Penix, but I mean, he played.
Not time yet.
Played three games.
It's not time yet.
Yeah.
Shug?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Goff? What about Goff?
Seems early. No. I hate Goff.
You hate Goff?
Yeah.
Wow. Darnold?
Goff probably belongs on this list right around. What have I got here?
Poor Goff. Three, four, right. Five.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5, 6, 7.
Somebody
eight,
agree
nine.
With me.
I'll put Goff 10th.
Poor Goff.
Goff can be 10th.
Hi, I'm Jared Goff. All I do is win and go to playoff games and Super Bowls.
Right.
Well, that's really a stretch. He went to one and they scored 3 points.
You know, it is. You know, it's convenient when we want to make a talking point out of how a narrative should have. It's been disproven. It should be dead and buried. But you still cling to it. Like, it's just, it's the first impression, like the first thing you ever thought about a player, and you just can't get it out of there, no matter how much you see them do well. Goff and McVay, and like the book on that was, he can't do it without McVay telling him what to do. Once the headset goes off, and like that is still stuck there. And I don't even really believe it, but when I, without thinking too hard, you say Jared Goff, and I go, and it's that. I have to not react quickly when you say Jared Goff's name, because I need to eradicate that from my brainstem, as I don't think it's fair anymore, but it's still there. I got work to do on Jared Goff.
But you're not going to do it.
No.
And you'll always feel this way.
In a few months, you're going to bring up Jared Goff, and I'm going to go, eh.
Yeah.
QB wins.
4,600 yards, 37 touchdown passes. No, whatever.
Right.
He's still bad.
The coordinator. Let's see him do it without.
Well.
Let's see him do it without McVay. Oh, he did. Okay, let's see him do it without Ben Johnson. He's going to have an MVP year, and I'm going to be pinning it on some coach that held his hand the whole time.
You'll give someone else the credit.
Yes. I have a Jared Goff blind spot, I think, is what I'm revealing here.
But you know it.
Yes.
So
I guess I like it.
You want to have it.
I welcome it.
No Stroud?
You
don't like him either?
I'm not crazy about Stroud. That's mostly the rush to anoint him and them last offseason, and I'm going to hold that against them until they show that they're, you know, elite. And then, you know, they might. He does have a – he's got a lot going for him. But I just don't – when it rushes like that – you know, you already hear me talking about Daniels. I love Daniels. I love Daniels in the draft. I love how he played last year. Today, like, I don't know, what do you think? I don't know. And I'm even mentioning Stroud in the process of talking. Like, that matters. You know, that's related at all in any way. But, yeah, I want to stop talking about my thought process because I think it's becoming pretty obvious that it's often severely flawed.
Tua? No.
I am done.
Can't be in the top 10.
I'm done.
You're out.
I feel like I wanted to defend him because I thought it was almost insane the amount of criticism he got, but I don't think he's that good.
I think maybe Prescott and Goff might both suffer from the same blind spot. I mean, what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, you know, make fun of, I wasn't even saying it, QB wins. I mentioned Goff's record.
Right.
But Dak Prescott has just won constantly. Last year, he's had a couple of big injuries, last year included. He wasn't even on the field for a lot of it. And they've won constantly, but he does not get that respect. And, you know, you can make your own theories as to why. But Goff also he suffers from this, I think.
Yep.
Just not usually considered top tier. I don't know if they belong top tier, but I think they probably belong second or third. I think Prescott does for sure. Prescott over Goff for me easily. Prescott's like my number. He's top five for me. I think he's great.
You know what I think hurts Prescott with maybe somebody like me is his own team sort of treated him like they weren't sure he was that great.
But that's if it's because it's Dallas, that's probably a compliment.
Sure, but I don't know that if they had just signed him whenever they needed to sign, like the Bills did with Allen, like it wasn't even, I mean, it was never even awake. Like the boat was not even running. It was just floating, like without, it's not even barely moving, but you're still nothing, no disruption at all. Just like, hey, do you think the Bills will get, oh, they did it. That was Allen's first big contract. Prescott has been like, every turn there's, him and Han and franchise tag, are they going to trade him? Oh my gosh. Now, part of that's because it's Dallas and like that is like a content factory in and of itself, but they always play hardball with him and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess, but they're idiots, I think.
Right.
I sort of think that's a good look for him that Jerry Jones doesn't maybe respect him as much as he should. I'm not sure that's it exactly. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here on this sunny Friday. This is WGR.
Two of the things that are pretty different is that there are five quarterbacks that go off before pick 50, which is pretty strange. In most leagues, you've got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and Joe Burrow. There's always kind of the quarterback who threw the highest amount of passing touchdowns the year before kind of always gets overdrafted the next year. And then the other thing is that because no running backs really got hurt last year, the market has decided that being 29, being 30, being 31 in the case of Derrick Henry is no impediment. That there basically is no adjusted cost for running backs being past the best of their aging curve.
Love it. Friend Davis Maddock on This Morning. Hardest working guy in fantasy. I think maybe that's more Theo. But man, Davis, I admire him so much. He, like a lot of guys in a lot of industries, a lot of fields, but including fantasy, was let go by a company called Sports Grid, I guess maybe last spring. And he's very open about everything. He's like, he went on streams like, what am I going to do? And he decided, he's been in fantasy for a long time. He decided, I'm just going to try to make this work. And he puts out so much stuff. And he, every time I go in the Discord, the ADP chasing, the ship chasing family, they're always talking about Davis. Something he said, I mean, just like they're always talking about him. He's got a knack for it. Just being, Joe is a little bit like this, Sneaky Joe, where like he just has a way of saying a thing that people
gets traction,
love or hate, and they just run with it. And I just think he's done a great job, you know, making it work. Betting on himself, as they say, betting on himself.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Not that he lost his job, but that he made something great out of it, losing his job. I made a sound there. I was sighing because I was hearing the song playing behind, which is an all-time great song and one of the greatest guitar players who ever lived and was killed way too young, Randy Rhoads. But the song has been ruined by the New England Patriots for me. They always ran out at their like opening night after the Super Bowl.
Crazy Train.
To Crazy Train. And I hope if this hasn't happened to you, if you have liked that song or loved that song or love Ozzy or Randy Rhoads, that I'm not planting a seed with you. But like for me, like it's not my favorite, but I recognize, I mean, it's an iconic song. And he's, again, was a fantastic guitar player. I don't hear the song without seeing Tom Brady running out onto the field with fireworks going off and the Super Bowl trophies. And it really pisses me off. I hate when a song gets sort of co-opted like that, at least for me. Like it's one of the reasons why fans of certain bands or artists get mad when the song ends up in a commercial.
Or on a politician's campaign stage.
Because you're just like, I don't want this to turn into that. Now what? You know? Oh, no. And that song definitely has had that happen to it. Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. has been the, I don't know, I haven't heard the Jim Rome show in many, many years since it left our era. It used to be on before our show. And he started using that, and I assume still does. It's a great theme song. It's a great song. I can't hear it and not think of, I'm waiting for Jim Rome to start talking every time I hear the song play now. And it's a great song. I used to dance to that song at the Continental. It's gone. It's just, bye-bye, Iggy Pop. And Lust for Life, Jim Rome took it. I mean, credit to him. I mean, he's you know, a huge star in our industry. But I'd like the song back, please.
What about Shout? I mean, you hear the original Isley Brothers Shout at weddings, like almost always.
Before the Shout song existed, I heard that song at weddings. That's right. Yes.
I remember being at a wedding in Virginia a couple of years ago and, you know, drunk. And, you know, everybody's on the dance floor. It's one of those scenes like you love it. It just all pretense is forgotten. You're just sort of going crazy.
I'll bet.
And the Shout song played.
Yeah.
And I'm in Virginia. I'm like, all right, we got to, my Western New York crew that was there, we got to do our part here.
Right.
Because nobody else in this room knows the song the way we know it.
Right.
That's when you'll get me to sing it, is when I'm in a setting like that.
Sure, yeah. I'll bet people who hate the Bills that are, you know, other fans of other teams feel like I feel about Lust for Life and about Crazy Train, about the Shout. Like, if they loved the Shout song, the Isley Brothers song.
If they know it.
If they know that it's been co-opted in that way, they probably would be mad.
Which would you? Like, does the Shout song transcend to the point where if you're a fan of another team, you know that that's the Bills' thing? I don't even know. Like, it's not, they don't take the field to it.
No.
It's only after scores when the TV's at commercial.
Yeah. You know, the fan base is, it's so much easier to know stuff about fan bases and like what their things are. But I'll bet the average football fan doesn't even know. Because how many teams' fight songs do I know? Like other teams, I know the Steelers do this thing with the stick song.
Yeah, Renegade.
But I know that because of the Bills. And they do talk about it now on a primetime game, like on a Sunday Night Football. They'll come back from break, and Mike Tirico will say like, "Oh, we're having a moment here where they're." And so you get that. But that is not after a score, like you're saying. So the shout song in the same way is not presented on a primetime game or any game, really, because, yeah, it's you're watching commercials. You come back and they're kicking off. So, I'll bet not a lot of football fans know about it.
You and I share a nostalgic memory, a happy one, of the Bum Phillips Oilers teams.
Right.
We both loved... You know, it starts maybe with the fact that they weren't the Steelers. They could almost beat the Steelers. Like, right. They're the Bills to the Chiefs. They're like, you know, they beat them once in a while. Never when it mattered. So, Houston Oilers, that song, you would hear that play like...
Sorry.
I can't. They would hear that play like after a touchdown on a Monday night game, they would play We're the Houston Oilers, that song. And it was fun.
Yep.
And I'm like, it was another thing to like about the Oilers. And I never knew eventually I learned that Miami had the same song.
Yes. I've come to know that as well.
And I don't remember ever hearing it on Monday night games in Miami.
Right.
Maybe they played it at different moments or something. Yeah. But there was the same song, We're the Miami Dolphins, to the tune of We're the Houston Oilers. And I don't know if it just like started one and not the other, or they just – somebody – two different teams bought the package at the same time. I don't know. I don't know the story.
Or if it's based on a song, like Shout is based on a song, and I just happen to know the song. I don't know the backstory, and they both just co-opted the same, you know, the same song with words specific to their team. I don't know.
It's just like, what were the lyrics? We're the Houston Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers number one. We've got the offense. We've got the defense. Da 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 da. Like, that's the whole. You know, that's not Gershwin. Right. I mean, somebody made a killing, and maybe they didn't tell the other team that they were also selling it to the first team.
I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I don't know. I'll Google this. I don't think I'm going to have time during a segment to do it, but. I'm curious if Miami, if they both kind of concurrently started using the song, or if did Miami take it over after Houston left the league or something?
No.
They had it way back when.
Yes.
So I only came to know about it in the last 10 or 15 years. I think that Miami has that song. I never heard the biggest rival of the Bills. The 90s, Marino, Kelly, Shula, Levy, never one time. Because it would have made me really mad.
Yes.
If I'd heard that song at a Dolphins game while, you know, if they screwed, did something good to, you know, hurt the Bill, beat the Bill, whatever, it would have really made me mad because I loved the Oilers and I loved that song. And I'd be like, you can't have that song. But they probably had it. Maybe they even had it first. I don't even know. But I never heard about it. Until it's so weird
that
it was
weird.
Such a prominent part of the Oilers thing back then, and it completely was under the radar with the Dolphins. Again, for me, I just never heard about it until pretty recently.
Yeah. Here's Billy with us. Hi, Billy. Hello? Okay, call of the day.
There's a lot of phone fumbling going on there.
Wow. Very good.
Couldn't even hear any turn signals going. It was just fumbling the phone.
The Mets have lost six straight.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Too bad. I don't have any interest in them anymore. I have.
Why not?
Because the Dallas Stars lost.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
Right.
Mets at Phillies on Apple tonight.
Duh.
And then the Royals and the Padres, for those of you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team, feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Being so inclined to be watching baseball on Apple TV.
Did you ever go
Wheeler.
Go look for the game on Prime the other night?
No.
I didn't either. Was it the Yankee game? Yeah, the Yankee game was going to be on Prime because I saw it on the bottom line
Wednesday.
Here on Wednesday. Yeah. I neither went home on Wednesday and turned the
game
on. No,
you know what I did instead? So it was like 7:30 and my daughter was studying and doing something. My wife and son had been away. And like, you know what I'm going to do? Guess.
Draft some fantasy
Absolutely
teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Nailed it. First guess. So I signed up for the Big Gorilla, which is redundant, but it's still a cool tournament. The Big Gorilla. You've never seen a small gorilla. The Big Gorilla. And drafted a team in that and got excited. You know, it's a big tournament. $1 million up top, like big tournament. And so, you know, I sequestered myself in the basement where it's cooler. And like, you know what? I told my daughter, I'm going to be down here. Daddy's going to be down here. Mm-hmm. If you need that, if you need me to cut up an apple for you, whatever it is, I'll be down here. So I drafted a Big Gorilla team, and the adrenaline was pumping. 20 rounds, and I got to the end. It was like 9:30, hour and a half. You know what I thought? I want to do another one.
Wow.
So I went. I signed up for the 10 o'clock. If the 10 o'clock had like 7 open spots, no way. But it had 2. Like, oh. I'm diving back in, and I drafted a second one. And I told my daughter again, I'm going to be down here a little longer.
Okay.
So I did not watch the Yankees. I broke the streak from watching the Yankees and went downstairs and drafted 2 Big Gorilla FFPC teams. One from the 112, one from the 102. And in both, my first pick was a tight end.
Bowers?
Bowers at 102, tight end premium. I think he's the most valuable player in fantasy in that format. And McBride at 112, which is pretty good value for him. There you go. You asked. Sort of. No, you asked if I watched Apple TV Prime.
Yeah.
I did not. I did that. I'm telling you what I did instead.
I guess I did walk right into that.
You so did. Hey, but you can ask a lot of things, and that's what you're walking into, as you know. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we'll be right back. Thanks for the call, Billy. This is WGR. Talking quarterbacks this hour, top 10. Certain top 10 list is creating a buzz on Twitter. Charles McDonald, no Jalen Hurts. No Jaden Daniels. You know, I can respect with Daniels, like, give me 2 years
yeah.
before I go ahead and put you above guys like Prescott. A little bit of a hot take. I'm not sure I want to say top 10, but I am hearing it all the time and I'm buying in. I think next year at this time, Trevor Lawrence will be on my top 10. I could see that really going well. I mean, it had better.
Yeah. I mean, they're a pot committed, you know, salary-wise. New coach, great reputation for getting guys off. Big-time receivers, two years in a row in the draft.
And Thomas hit. I mean, that's a grand slam. So you already know that he's great.
Yep.
And now Travis Hunter.
I like that. I've been you know, trying to push them up, down.
Down? We didn't do that today.
However that works. Yeah, I don't know.
The reverse AFC power rankings?
Next week's another week.
So right, Bulldog. So right. Maybe we'll get to it. So you're in on Jacksonville a little bit.
Yeah, I am. I was initially really, the coach initially gave me like all the Adam Gase googly eye weird vibes. But then he started talking and, you know, he does some odd things, makes some odd choices. But I think talking about the receiving core there, I kind of want to trust him.
They're interesting to think about in the same way Chicago is, where you have Caleb Williams only 1 year, but it was a disaster. And they went and got the considered best coach and best coach for him, more receiver talent in the draft, round one, round two, Loveland, Burden, like no excuses, the Bears. And Jacksonville, I think, is kind of the same. I'm lukewarm on Houston. I think Indianapolis could really be hurting, and I think Tennessee has got too far to go. So Jacksonville as a division winner bet is interesting to me. Depends on, you know, Sam's going to tell me, shop around.
Yep.
Don't just settle for, plus 280. Shop around. He got into some of that with us earlier. We talked about Dallas back. We talked about Prescott here. Back to Dallas with Sam Panayotovic and the NBA Finals. A little bit of U.S. Open. Different topics as usual with Sam. He's a lot of fun. We'll have that for you next as we continue on this Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.